If you have your Bibles, we call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Luke. St. Luke, the fourth chapter. And I'll read verses 1 through 8. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Gospel according to St. Luke, found in the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 1, the Bible reads, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Supporting scripture from St. Luke 22 and 31. The Bible reads, And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject this morning. It's time to put the devil behind you. It's time to put the devil behind you. I say to you this morning, no need to get the packing up. Unless you're going to treat each other right. Love one another. Hallelujah, Jesus. That new home don't come for free. May not cost you no money, but it's going to cost you something. You got to live right. Got to endure until the end. Treat your neighbor right. Love that neighbor as you love yourself. If not, you do not have a new home. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And unless you do what God would have you to do, then those of you that say you're going through hell, you might go through and go to. So be ye ever so careful how you judge and treat one another. This morning, God is all authority. He is the judge. And he is a righteous judge this morning that'll do just what we need him to do. God wants us to love one another. And as we celebrate this weekend, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that loved God, that loved the people of God. And he loved God's people to the point to where he was all about doing things for one another, coming together. Not being separate, not having the highs and the little u's, but to realize that we are all a people, regardless of the colors of our skins, that we should be able to live together, to worship together, to sing together, to eat together, all the many things that God has put here upon this great earth. He intended that we be able to do them together. I wonder those of us that want to continue to separate ourselves and to not love one another and to not like other nationalities, what do you think it's going to be like when you get to heaven? If you cannot love your Hispanic brothers and sisters, if you cannot love white people, if you cannot love the Chinaman, then heaven will not be your home. And it's more than just going through the motions. It's more than just saying the words. But if you love, then you ought to love from deep within. I think that Dr. Martin Luther King loved God and loved the people of God. In fact, I know that he loved them to the point that he actually ended up losing his life. And we celebrate that legacy. We celebrate and we talk about it. And we have on the marquee, keep the dream alive. But many of us are yet still asleep. We are asleep because we say that they are holding us down. We are asleep because we say that they are closing the doors in our face. But we have not because we ask not. And we as a people got to know and believe that I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. I can be anything in this great big wide world that I want to be. What I got to learn how to do is press toward that mark. And as I press toward the mark, understand that sometimes doors are going to be closed in my face. But just because you close one door, that don't mean that there's not another door that I can go through. Hallelujah, Jesus. We talking about a dream. It's time for somebody to wake up. Because we've been sleeping too long. We have night dreams and daydreams. But if you're dreaming, your mind is not where you need to be. Wake up and be alert. The Bible says be watchful and pray. If we are to be the people that God would have us to be, if we are to be the people that Martin Luther prayed and sang and died for, then we as a people have to be united. We got to come together. We got to get over our petty differences. We got to understand that we live in a society that has become very diverse. And there are so many things. There are so many other different people and different cultures that are around us. And what we have to understand is that we don't understand their way of doing things. And they may not understand our way of doing things. But if we trust the word of God, the Bible said that his way is the best way. I was thinking the other day because I love upspirited. I love being full of God's power. And I love to be in a place where the people don't mind letting go and letting God. And as I recognize where we used to have Bonox and party all night, that the Hispanics is serving God. And I noticed on their marquee that it's a Pentecostal. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that lets me know that I go around there. I might not understand the word that they are saying, but I know something about the God that they are praising. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to understand this morning that it's not all about us. We don't have everything under control. We are a very spiritual people. God has instilled in us something that we cannot deny because we have the power and the spirit of the Almighty God. And some of us are led to believe, some of us are crazy enough to think that black people are the only people that know how to have church. If that be the case, then are we having church, going through the motions, or are we doing what God would have us to do and getting something from the word of God? We got to understand that it's only by the grace of God that we are still yet here counted amongst the living, assembled ourselves together one more time in this place to offer praises unto an awesome God. See, I serve a God that got power this morning. I serve a God that lets me know beyond every shadow of a doubt that if I trust him, everything will be all right. I understand this morning that in these lives of ours that we are going to go through tribulations. There are going to be trials in our life, trouble and heartache on every hand. The devil is out to destroy the kingdom of God. He wants to destroy and drain the children of God of all of your joy. He wants to take away that peace of mind that you have. But I'm here to tell you this morning that the devil is a lie. Don't let the devil get no credit in your life. I'm standing on the word of God this morning, and I believe that that word of God, it is ours. And with that word, we have power. In the word of God, and standing on that word, I know that no weapon formed against me, against us, shall be able to prosper. Reason why it won't prosper, because we are in the favor of God. One thing is for sure this morning is the devil don't like it because we are blessed like that. Devil don't like it because the choir lift up holy hands. Devil don't like it because somebody get out of self every now and then and come out your comfort zone. Anybody ever feel like sometimes instead of sitting there all cute and feeling like you all of that, just letting go and let God? Anybody ever want to just get a little beyond yourself and just holler out to the Lord every now and then? Lord, I just want to thank you. Have God done anything for anybody in the house? Did anybody come to give God any praises? Did somebody want to give my God some praise? Hallelujah! Too many times in our life, we allow circumstances and situations to have us to sit down on our stool of do nothing. God blesses us and we know we feel good on the inside and we are yet just sit there. But I believe this morning somebody ought to give God some praise. I believe that God wants us to love him, to give our all in all to him. I found that when we work for God, when we do something good, he touches our hearts. He converts our souls. He changes our mindset. You can expect an attack from the devil. Anytime you make up in your mind that I'm tired of doing the things that I'm doing. Anytime you decide that I want to be on the Lord's side. Tired of going through all these changes. Tired of every time I look around it seems like I'm catching hell and look like don't nobody care. And somebody may ask the question, does God care? And I have an answer for you this morning. God cares for you. God loves you. God loves you so much that he allowed his only begotten son to die for your sin sick soul. So we got to learn how to stay focused and continue our press and let nothing, I mean nothing, get between us and our love for God. Why would you allow anybody or anything to hinder you from feeling what you feel from God? How many of you have said, can't nobody do me like Jesus? Well, if can't nobody do you like Jesus, why you do Jesus like you're doing? Amen. When you cuss your brother out, you cussing Jesus. When you lie on your neighbor, you're lying on Jesus. When you pull everybody apart and you can't see good in nobody, then you just declare and you are going against the word of God because God will say everything that I made is good. So how do we have a right to say that somebody is no good? How do we have a right to say that Roland don't have nothing? How do I know what Roland got on the inside? He is covered in flesh just like any of the rest of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He done some right and he done some wrong. But the same God. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, that's why the devil gets mad. Because anytime you can go through hell and have glory anyhow. Anytime you can go through changing and still have some joy. Anytime you can say, out of all that I've been through, out of all the hell I've gone through, I still got my joy. Anybody ever caught hell in here? Anybody been talked about? Criticized, pushed aside, messed down. But if you're able this morning to say, I'm a child of God, I'm a believer of God, I'm a witness for the Lord, my soul is a witness that I got joy and it comes from on high. And this joy I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. I'm glad that I learned how to tell the devil, get behind me, leave me alone,
get out of my house, get out of my church, for I believe. Woo! The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. Stop thinking that you're all of that. Realize that the devil is out to rob you. Realize that the devil wants all of your joy. But I'm glad this morning to know that I serve a God, the same God that was with Peter when the Lord told Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan have desires to have you, that he might sift you. In other words, Satan want to tear you apart. Satan want to pull your life apart. But I want to let you know, I done prayed for you, and my faith fail not. When you get converted, strengthen thine brother. He said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee. I'll go to prison, and I'll go to death. But you better be careful what you say you're going to do. Because the Bible said, that before in the morning, he denied knowing the Lord. But I'm glad that I know God for myself. And I don't need nobody to tell me what God can do. I learned to tell the devil, get thee behind me. Leave me alone. I got a job to do. I'm glad when I look in the Word of God and they talk about you, call you everything but a child of God, but don't get bent all out of shape. Understand this one thing, that if you serve the Lord thy God, that God will make a difference in your life. What makes you so special? For the Bible says, blessed are ye when ye are persecuted, when you're talked about, when you're criticized, and you're pulled apart. I'm glad that I know Jesus for myself this morning. Every time I think about what God has done, I wonder, why do we think that people can't talk about us? Why do we think that we can't be persecuted? When I look in the Word of God, the Bible said that they tempted Jesus when Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. And he went on the journey. He was led by the Spirit out in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by the devil. The devil said unto him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. As hungry as the Lord was, he wouldn't fall for the devil's tricks. For the Bible said that Jesus answered, said unto him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. I'm glad that I got Jesus. When I look here, that old stupid devil talk to the Lord and telling our God that I'm going to put you on a high mountain and I'll show you all of these nations and I'll give you all power. The Bible says, I'll give them the glory of them that is delivered unto me, and whosoever will, I'll give it. How can you give something when you got kicked out of heaven? You don't have no power. You don't have no power. You don't have no power. But all power belongs to God. I want to let you know that when they tempted our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus said, get behind me. Get behind me, Satan. Leave me alone. Anybody in the house? Anybody been fighting against the devil? I want to let you know, don't let the devil have no credit, but give it all to God. Say, for God I'll live, and for God I'll die. Get behind me. It's time to put the devil behind you. Don't let that devil mess up your happy home. Don't let that devil tear up our church house. Don't let that devil mess with your mind. But open up your heart. Say, oh Lord, here I am. And I'm mad devil. I'm going to step on the devil. The devil has no power. It's time to put the devil behind you and move on to higher heights. He ought to either be behind you or beneath you. That's what I'm glad about this morning. That I learned for myself how to tell the devil to get out of my life. You got to speak some things into existence. You can't decide that everything is just going to be all right. You got to speak up for yourself. You got to tell that devil you don't have no place in this house. You got to tell that devil every now and then when they get in your church. You got to tell that devil that that vessel belongs to God. And God gave it to me. And I'm going to watch over my child. I'm going to tell that devil, get out of my house. Get out of my baby's life. There comes a time. You better open up the door and say, power, Lord, come on in. Devil, get on out. I don't need you here. I don't want you here. And when you see the devil knocking on your door, resist the devil. And he'll flee from it. When you go home today, feeling all good, peep out the door. And if that looks like the devil to you, ignore that devil. Go sit back down on your sofa and just let them ring till they fall. You don't have to open your door for nobody. I don't care if they say, I know you in there. Yeah, I'm in here and you can't come in. Yeah. Somebody in here tired of the devil. Somebody tired of the devil. So if you want to get rid of the devil, put him under your feet. Make mashed potatoes.